Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
From the Fifth Quarter Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to Coach Unplugged. And now, your host, Steve Collins.
Everybody, happy Monday. Very excited you decided to join us. Like I said, I think I was on Saturday. This whole entire week is going to be, at least Monday through Friday, is going to be teachhoops.com coaching calls. You know, it's the beginning of December, and I wanted to kind of show you the things that we do in our Teach Hoops community. I want to kind of, you know, I throw them in once in a while, a couple a week or one a week, but I want to spend 4 or 5 days and just give you different tidbits of just the coaching calls that happen. These are the smaller ones. These tend to be the 15-20 minute ones. You know, they can be as long as they need to be, and I will make as many calls as you want. So I think, you know, leading into our two sponsors, teachhoops.com, this is just kind of showing you why that's such a special community. Also, make sure you go over and check out Dr. Dish. Mention Coach Unplugged, especially, you know, great time to buy, great time to, you know, a machine can get up a lot more shots in a short period of time, especially with COVID and all those kind of things. I think it's a great thing. And like I said last week, and go over and check out www.teachhoops.com/Amazon. Use that link when you're buying stuff, and it helps us out as you're doing your shopping. So I hope you love this week. It's been years before, since we did, you know, kind of a coaching call week. But I think this will be a fun look at us kind of just talking hoops. And then we'll get back to regular scheduled program.
No worries. Can you hear me?
Yep, perfectly. I can hear you perfectly.
Yeah, no worries. I just, you like picked the one night I'm like going to be a guest on another podcast. So we'll make this work. But
I'm so sorry about that. I just thought about it. I was just curious and I wanted to ask for help. And I didn't know if you're available today. I know you're doing a lot of different things.
No. Most days I'm free, but this is, we'll make this work. Yeah, you got like 17 minutes. So we'll crank out.
Okay, so I wanted to ask you really quickly. Let me turn on my camera. So I wanted to ask you really quickly about the zone press. Well, not the zone press, the press break. So in terms of the on Teach Hoops, I watched your very lengthy press break video in terms of it's Spartans. And I think you called it Spartans. I could be wrong.
There's a sideline one that's really good.
Yeah, I didn't get to see the sideline one, but like I saw Spartans, so I took that and my guys love it.
Okay.
But I also wanted to ask you in terms of like a set or whenever we score, right? So I just want to know like, okay, when we get a basket, we score, like, all right, now we're pressing. Okay. Now let's say they score. Now, you know, we're trying to press, whatever the case may be. How can it look like we're not trying to set into our places? Like, you know, where the five is going to be at the elbow, the two is going to cut down to the opposite weak side three and then cut all the way to the opposite end of the court. Like, I just wanted to know, like, how do you normally do that? So it's not like a set thing, like everyone knows like where they might need to be, or it could be like rotational.
So you're saying, what do you do when someone like, so you, they just scored,
right?
Or you just scored.
Right. So I just, how should I say that? When
you're trying to break their press, they scored and they're pressing you now.
Yeah. So they're pressing me.
Okay. Right. And they just scored. So right. Now you're taking the ball out of bounds. Do you want to have the same person take the ball out of bounds each time or not?
I'm looking at two different guys. I know with COVID, it's very interesting. You know, a lot of kids may say yes. A lot of kids may say no in terms of play. But I'm looking at two kids right now that are really good in terms of seeing the whole court. They're kind of point guard. One is a natural point guard, but I need him to be off the ball.
Okay. So your point guard getting, throwing it in is not necessarily bad for your point guard. In a sense, as long as you can get it in, because that point guard can get it right back very easily normally, because most people turn. Are you trying to get the ball up the court before you, do you want to score fast? Is that the issue, or do you?
Yeah, so I want to score fast. So a lot of teams normally do is they like to do the run and jump press that you normally do. And they also do Shaka Smart's 1-2-1-1.
The Havoc. Yes. Okay.
I have been trying. I know I'm a young coach, still learning and growing, but that is the biggest thing, I guess, for me to get better is developing a press break where it's easy to break it, or easy to break the 1-2-1-1, the 2-2-1, or the 1-2-2.
Yep. So I think here's what I'm going to tell you. So figure out who's going to throw the ball in. That would be my first thing. And then I would keep it really basic. There's two camps here. You can either take the time and set up the press break and say, okay, Laura's throwing it in, go over, get the ball. You got 5 seconds. You're good. Mm-hmm. You know, most officials won't even start counting it until you pick it up. Most won't, some do, but, and then set up. That's one camp. Or the other camp is just spread it out in like a 1-4 across the free throw line, 2 at the elbow and 2 at the wing. And then the key to a good press break is don't dribble too much and cutting, right? So me personally, the way you've described your team a little bit, I'd probably do the second one where I would just do 1-4 across. As long as you're in one of these four spots, I don't care. And let's get the ball and go. Like, mm-hmm. And then just teach them those cutting, the angles at that point. That's what I would do.
Right. So I'm sorry. So because I know you mentioned in that video, the diagonal cuts, teaching them how to cut, how to break a press. Some understand it, some don't. So it's just kind of
So it's taking like here's what I'm saying. I'll show you real quick. And again, I don't have my pad out here, but. Like, let's say X is the guy, your guy that's thrown it in. Mm-hmm. You just have to teach them to do cuts across the front. So what you're going to do is you're going to put 6 defenders out here and they will have to, and don't let them dribble. So that's the key, is to teach them to cut well. Don't let them dribble.
Okay.
Because the only way they're going to get open is to cut, right? So let's say I put defenders out here and one and X throws it here to one. Let's say he throws, that's horrible, but let's say he throws it here. What are we going to do? We're going to get people cutting in front here, right? Curling and cutting. If one can't dribble, then there's 6 guys out here. One's going to get double teamed, right?
We're going to try to look for that double team right there in the trap zone or the dead zone.
Yeah, all those zones want to trap on the sidelines. So, and every kid does not want to get beat deep, right? They don't want because they know if they get beat deep. So this cut across the front of the face will always be open. I'm just telling you, I've never seen it not open as long as they're good straight cuts. And the best way to teach them how to cut is don't let them dribble when you're doing your press break. Like, we're going to just work on press break for 10 minutes and there's no dribbling. And the only, I mean, think if 1, 2, 3, and 4 can't dribble, we'll make 5 throwing it in here. If those 5 can't dribble and one gets the ball, the only way they're getting open is by cutting, right? And what they're going to do is they're going to cut horribly to start with. They're going to do these like big banana cuts and they're going to kind of like, it's going to, you know, and you got to teach them the cuts are fast and in straight lines. They're like diagonal and fast. And the way you sell it is if you do that, you're going to get the ball and score. Mm-hmm. That's how I've, especially with younger kids, I've always sold it that way. I said, if you do this big cut, your grandma can guard you, you know, the big banana cut. But I said, if you do those big, if you do those sharp diagonal cuts, man, you're going to be wide open. And then what's going to happen? You're going to get the ball and go. Like, we're going to go at that point. So I think that's what you really want to work on is those diagonal cuts. Those, you know I talked about in the video. And then if they're manning you, run sideline. Run sideline. I think I put sideline in that video.
That will work
every time.
Okay.
Put your point guard throwing it in, sideline break, clear it out, let's go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They can't run and jump on that. It's more the zone ones, and it's like the 1-2-2. I'm actually putting up – you're going to love – you send me an email after this is over, and I've literally spent the last 3 weeks working on like a roadmap for coaches. It's so good, and it's got checklists and everything. So send me an email after this, and after I get off the podcast, I'll send it to you. But anyway, I lost my train of thought. See, that's what happens when I think.
It's okay, coach.
What were we talking about before that?
So we're talking about the diagonal cuts, and we're talking about if they. Well, first we're talking about sideline in terms of
everybody. Yeah, the zone press. I remember. So everyone's going to zone press you, right? So what are they trying to do? They're trying to channel you outside the volleyball court lines, right?
Right.
So if you ever look at a high school court, there's a volleyball court. They're trying to trap you outside the volleyball. And the one other thing is always talk to them that there should be three. I think I did this in the video, but if one catches it, there should be basically three lanes that should always be filled, right? So the one down the sideline, the one in the middle, and the one back. So, you know, five should probably stay home because that's your release, right? But then you should have somebody cutting to the middle, somebody cutting to the sideline, middle sideline, middle sideline. Because those are the three that they're going to try to take away. And if you're cutting across, you're going to be open. I've also been working on a diamond in one and a 2-2-1 for teach hoops too. So watch that. That's the next week or so. I'm starting school this week, so it's been a little busy.
No, I understand. That's what I was saying. Like, I didn't know what your schedule was, so I was hoping that, you know.
We just started meeting, so actually doing this is good. I don't see the kids until September 8th, so this is actually good for my mental health at this point.
It is. I was fortunate enough to start practices last month in New York.
Okay.
So it's been a godsend. We've been doing socially distant practices. It's hard with the gym. And sometimes we have our outside roof gym too, court as well, but it's hard to do it on the roof.
I've been doing a lot of, I'm not a stats teacher. I'm telling you, if you're outside, your chances of getting it is really small. Like, it's close contained. Again, I'm not a doctor, but it's close contained environments is what it is.
We've been doing a lot of stuff outside, but with the rain, we're like, okay. Push it, you got to push it inside, you know. But it's been good mental health wise for the kids. They have a better appreciation for it.
Are you playing right now?
No, we are not. I wish we were.
Are you? How many do you have come to practice?
I normally have about 9. My roster is about 9 to 11 kids.
Okay.
We're probably going to have – I coach, so they switched me. Like, last time we spoke, I coached the 13U and 15U.
Okay.
So I coach 13U and 14U now.
Okay. What I'm saying is what you should do, and I got to go in a couple of minutes here, but what you should do is have, like, a parent or something videotape you doing some of these things, and then we can look at it. I would love to do that.
Like, in terms of the press break?
Yeah. Just run it a couple times, and then we'll pop it. I did this with another coach in California, and then we'll pop it on there, and I'll go, whoa, that's not good. You should do that. You know, some parents are always hanging around.
Always.
So say, hey, I'm having another coach look at this. Could you tape it for me, blah, 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 and then we'll just shoot it up here, and we can cut it, break it down and stuff. And that way it's like, I tried this, I tried that. So then have like a little plan, like I'm going to work on this, I'm going to work on this, and then just email me. Literally, I'm a night owl too. So most times I'm, you know, like I said, you picked me on a really bad night.
I feel so bad that I did that.
No. It's all right. I made it work. I had one right before you, and I got this one, and then I got to go do this. But so do that, and then we'll reconnect. Okay.
Oh, definitely, we'll do, Coach.
All right. Stay safe. Stay safe. Yeah.
You too. Stay safe.
Yeah. Bye. Hey, everybody. I hope you're enjoying this. If you are, maybe go over and check out Coach Collins' other podcasts, Teacher Side Gig and High School Hoops. Subscribe, like, leave a 5-star review. Maybe. And then also you can go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. All right. Have a great day.
Sports Social Podcast Network.